Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you meet us on the air as we join in the dialogue and discussion on the issue each and every day. We pray that you look forward to this and that you share the information with friends, relatives, neighbors, and acquaintances, inviting them to join in the broadcast each and every day as we face the issues. We're going to be talking about today COVID cover-up, corruption, and constitutional crisis. We see all of that in the blend of the COVID vaccine and the COVID pathogen and the cover-up that we have seen taking place. It was literally a major corruption cover-up and a conspiracy to overthrow the presidential election that's now grown into grave proportions in relationship to the mandated COVID vaccination and the COVID pass. The question is it constitutional? Can the government or any state or federal entity, can any business or corporate entity force you to be vaccinated? That's the major trickle-down question that we need to analyze today. And second, we need to ask the question, should Christians succumb to the mandate to be vaccinated? What does the vaccination do? Is it good, beneficial, harmful, or deadly to accept the vaccination? An experimental jab, as it is called, that has been found to be the culprit to cause thousands upon thousands of deaths and hundreds of thousands of major health maladies. We're talking about that today, and I pray that you will stay tuned, join in the dialogue and discussion. Have you been vaccinated? Did you have any problems? Do you have friends, relatives, or neighbors that died as a result of the COVID stab or jab, as it is called? That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions, your comments, your dialogue, and discussion about the issue that is at hand. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article. It says, Dr. Daszak, admits faking $7 billion pandemic grant and the cost at the Obama White House meeting. This is dated June 23rd, 2021. We'll talk about that, where some of the culprits now coming out of the woodworks admitting their lies, their attempt to bring about a cover-up of what has literally taken place. Did this Wuhan, China virus, was it released from the lab? Did it intentionally get released, or was it an accident? Or did it jump from bat to human, as some have tried to make us believe? Why all of a sudden, like turning a light switch on or off, why all of a sudden do we find the media now admitting that it was a cover-up? Why are the media now saying that it really was a problem and we need to investigate it as to the source and the problems surrounding it? All of these things in part and in identification of, we're going to be looking at today in this broadcast. Time's not going to allow us to do the in-depth, deep dive that I'd like for us to do, but at least it will set the stage for you to think, consider, make a determination about your own health, rather than allowing the federal government, the state government, or any employer to determine whether or not you get vaccinated. As we face the issues, let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the Bible, the truth book, that we need to turn to. We need to recognize that the Bible is very, very clear that as Jesus spoke to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, where he said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said in John 14, 6, "I am truth." Further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17, 17, where Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that ought to direct our footsteps today. And the truth of the Word of God warns us in Psalms 146, verse 3, "Put not your trust in the princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help." So at this juncture, as we realize the deception that has taken place, the delusion that has caused fear and panic across the globe, and right here in America, the loss of several hundred thousand lives because of hopelessness and helplessness by way of drug overdose and or intentional suicide, because the loss and the sense of hopelessness and helplessness for multitudes, why is it that we are just now finding out? What is it that has happened that causes the light switch to go on, that all of a sudden the focus is on Dr. Fauci, the focus is on analyzing and trying to ascertain what really took place, what really has taken place, what really would be the issue that we need to dig under the rocks and discover today? This is the reason we need to look at it from a central biblicist worldview and understand that things that are taking place as part and parcel of the perilous times that the Bible says in 2 Timothy, the third chapter, the first verse, perilous times shall come. Perilous, dangerous, dark, devastating, deceitful times. And that's where we're living today. Ladies and gentlemen, as we think about truth and as we face the issues based on truth, it was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it." And we see that today taking place in society. Those that were telling the truth 18 months ago about COVID, those that were trying to get the truth out in the past 18 months, their systems were shut down. Dr. Scott Atlas was demeaned, a major virologist that said that this did not come from bats to humans, that it came out of the lab, and he identified why he said that. He was basically mocked out of the scientific community as a result of speaking the truth. Truth is not sought today. It was the former Senator Jim DeMint that said, as he warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And he states in some of his final statements in this article, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is real and true. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in Christian churches." Ladies and gentlemen, millions have believed a lie the past 18 months. We've seen the devastation of business, corporate entities, commerce, and churches today that's in the major throes of demise as a result of the lies that were told. Believing what you would want to believe, believing the lie that we've been told to believe. I find it interesting and fascinating and at the same time saddening, ladies and gentlemen, to find the number of people today that are still wearing masks when the truth has finally come out that mask is a simple masquerade. Simply not true. But we need to stick to truth. This is the reason the statement by the church reformer and theologian of the 15th century, Jan Hus, said, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." May I commend that to you today? Finding the truth, searching for the truth. It won't be on the Communist Network News. It won't be on MSNBC. It won't be out of the mouth of Nancy Pelosi, AOC, or Chuck Schumer. It won't be out of the mouth of Ilhan Omar. So where do you find truth? It's the truth book, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. That's the only place, ladies and gentlemen. And we need to analyze, scrutinize, look at everything under the lens of what does the word of God say. And God gives us wisdom as Christians, that we ought not to be blindly led or deceived. We need to seek God's wisdom And that's what's needed today in this society, where there are multitudes of people that's still believing the lie about the mask, still believing the lie about the need to be vaccinated, still following like blinded sheep without a shepherd, without analyzing, looking at, scrutinizing the scenario and the source of this whole conspiracy. And it's not a conspiracy theory. It's actually been a conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen. It's been an absolute COVID corruption and cover-up as a result of what we are finding even as of today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time has a staff that can answer your questions about professional as well as the homeowner brand lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, ladies and gentlemen, that identifies the location. It is a 165-foot flagpole with American flag, Oh Glory, flowing there 24/7. Find that flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, COVID cover-up, corruption, and constitutional crisis. You say, how do those things fit together? What do you mean by that? Let me remind you again, that telephone number is 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment about the issue that we're speaking of today. It's an interesting, interesting fact that we need to recognize is very, very necessary for us to know what is taking place in the society in which we're living today. Ladies and gentlemen, the latest news is that Lord Fauci, St. Fauci, Emperor Fauci, is going to be interviewed by the U.S. House. They want him to testify as to what he knew, when he knew it, and how he knew in relationship to the COVID origin. What does Dr. Fauci know? Here's the article. House panel to call Fauci as a witness in COVID origins probe. Republicans on the House committee announced Wednesday that Dr. Fauci, Anthony Fauci, will be among the expert witnesses they will invite to a forum on the origins of COVID-19. Despite growing evidence that the virus originated from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, House Democrats have refused to investigate. Republican Steve Scalise of Louisiana, the Republican whip, Representative James Comer, the ranking member of the House Committee on Oversight and Reform, plan to have two witness panels, and one panel with members. This article further says, the left-wing media called it a fringe conspiracy theory. Big tech censored it. Activist White House coats, white coat lab coats dismissed it, and Democrats ignored it. But there's growing evidence the Communist China started the pandemic, covered it up, and is responsible for the deaths of more than 600,000 Americans and a total of about 3.5 million worldwide. Representative Scalise and Comer said in a statement. The article goes with who will be on that committee and the questions they intend to ask. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just simply put it this way. Dr. Fauci has dug in his heels. Dr. Fauci is determined that he is going to continue with the lie that he originally started out with. We're going to look at as a monologue, prologue, introduction to this entire broadcast today, with a whole litany of things, in fact, about 10 or 12 places are things in specific that Dr. Fauci has lied about. And I need to do that because it sets the stage. If he's lied and lied and lied and lied again, what makes them think that if he goes before some investigatory house committee that he's going to tell the truth? The only way that you can expect anything to come out of him that will be truth is if he is sworn under oath to answer questions. If he's just called in to ask questions, as has been done several times before, it's worthless and a waste of taxpayer dollars to do that. But yet they're strategizing and setting that up. And I pray that they will put him under oath so that he can then be prosecuted for lying before the House of Representatives or the Senate whatever case it may be. Ladies and gentlemen, when we look at what has taken place, we need to understand the past 18 months that we've been told to believe a lie. We've been denied the truth up until the very recent, about 4 weeks now. It's as though the light's been turned on, and the light switch is turned on, and all of a sudden those that were woke before, that's the term that's used today, those that were woke before and were assuring us that we had nothing to worry about, just accept the vaccination, everything's all right, except the fact that it was a leap, as Dr. Fauci said, from animals to humans. Just accept that without any question, and you'll be all right. That was the mindset by Communist Network News. That was the mindset by most of the communist-controlled media. That was the mindset and the promulgating facts coming out of the World Health Organization with Dr. Tedros. That was the comments that were coming out of Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci. Those are the comments that were coming back from Dr. Peter Daszak that was part and parcel of the problem. We'll look at that later in this broadcast today. So now why should we believe that Dr. Fauci is going to all of a sudden have a come-to-Jesus moment and tell the truth? I don't believe he's going to tell the truth. I don't believe he's capable of it. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to call him St. Fauci, because he's just recently said that if you disbelieve what he says, then you're disbelieving science. And yet there's not one element of scientific fact, hear me, not one element of scientific fact that's come out of Dr. Fauci's mouth with all of these past 16, 17, 18 months about COVID. We need to recognize the dangers of what looms ahead if we do not bring this to a screeching halt. Here's an article that says, report, Fauci kept Trump in the dark, argued for the experiments that can create the pandemic. Concerned that gain-of-function research, the process of altering a pathogen to make it more lethal and more easily transmittable, is in order to develop a vaccine and other remedies to eradicate it, was too risky. The NIH, the National Institute of Health, placed a moratorium on the practice October of 2014. Federal funding would no longer be available for research involving the tweaking of influenza MERS or SARS viruses. In December 2017, National Institute of Health announced they were lifting the Obama-era ban on the use of federal fund for gain-of-function research. The organization issued a statement that said, gain-of-function research is important in helping us identify, understand, and develop strategies and effect countermeasures against rapidly evolving pathogens that pose a threat to the public health. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, NAID, failed to notify the appropriate Trump administration officials of this development. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is very important. Dr. Fauci knew that the pause that had been placed on gain-of-function research in the lab in the University of North Carolina, he knew that that pause had been put on 2014, 15, 16, January of 2017, the pause was lifted. He didn't bother to tell President Donald J. Trump that they were going back to their old ways of the playing Dr. Frankenstein in the lab with the dangerous pathogens that they were playing with. He didn't say anything about it. This article says he failed to notify the appropriate Trump administration officials of this development. An investigation by the Weekend Australian has also confirmed that Dr. Fauci did not alter or alert senior White House officials before lifting the ban on gain-of-function research January 2017. The Weekend Australians, the Australian spoke to multiple Trump administration insiders who confirmed that Fauci had not briefed them on NIH's decision to restore the funding for gain-of-function research. Quote, it kind of just got rammed through, one official told the publication. I think there's truth in the narrative that the National Security Council staff, the president, the White House chief of staff, those people were in the dark. Listen, they're admitting they were in the dark that he was switching back to the gain-of-function research. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we see from the very start was a deceptive St. Fauci, Emperor Fauci, Lord Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Ladies and gentlemen, number one, Dr. Fauci lied to President Trump when he said that 2.2 million Americans would die unless the president ordered the complete lockdown of all commercial entities and commerce in the nation and of all churches. Dr. Fauci lied, ladies and gentlemen, when he said that the masks were not needed, only 3 weeks later say that masks were needed, then 6 months later saying that two masks were needed and perhaps even three masks were needed. Here's an article. Fauci in 2020, masks from drugstores not really effective against CCP virus. This is dated June 2nd of 2021, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. The typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out viruses, which is small enough to pass through the material. Dr. Fauci, the longtime head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, told the woman in the email dated February the 5th, 2020. Fauci also told the woman, Sylvia Burwell, B-U-R-W-E-L-L, that masks are really for infected people to prevent them from spreading infection to other people who are not infected rather than protecting unaffected from acquiring the infections, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, let me pause there. Dr. Fauci lied about the number of people that will die in America if President Trump didn't lock everything down. Dr. Fauci lied about the use of masks. Dr. Fauci knew from the beginning that masks are ineffective. Masks do not prevent an individual from getting COVID. The COVID pathogen, ladies and gentlemen, is about one-tenth of a micron. The openings in the very best mask, the N95 mask, the opening's about 3 microns. So the question is, can COVID pathogen come through a 3-micron opening when the COVID pathogen itself is a tenth of a micron? The answer is yes. In fact, you've heard me say before, and let me repeat at the risk of redundancy, back several months ago, it was on the OSHA website, putting a mask on your face is like putting a chain link fence over your face to keep the gnats out. It's worthless, has no benefit. And yet America suffered at the hands of the communist dictator, wannabe tyrannical governors and mayors of the blue cities, the blue states, and even some of the red states, like in Jacksonville, Florida, with the empty suit that considered the mayor that for 7 months forced the people in our city to wear a mask. It got the people across the nation and around the globe absolutely petrified that believed that you got to put on a mask. I still see people in their vehicle with a mask or a shield and a mask on with latex gloves driving down the expressway as though they're going to outrun the pathogen somehow. It has the nation in a state of fear even to this very date. It is that which I'm calling the COVID cover-up, corruption, constitutional crisis that we see taking place today, and it's coming to a head. Ladies and gentlemen, I contend that 6 months from now, multitudes, if not most Americans, will look back and realize we've been lied to, we've been deceived by Emperor Fauci. We've been lied to and deceived by it. In fact, in this article, it further says, Fauci speaking about a mask, I do not recommend that you wear a mask, particularly since you're not going to a very low risk location. Your instincts are correct. Money is best spent on medical countermeasures such as diagnostics and vaccines and not on masks. But ladies and gentlemen, we had the whole nation petrified going around wearing a mask and still multitudes of them doing that today. So Fauci lied about the 2.2 million that was going to die. By the way, just as a little parenthetical footnote on that statement, why did Fauci use the 2.2 million? Because the London Institute, Professor Ferguson, had put in the wrong data, as he said 6 months later. He'd put in the wrong data, came up with the wrong numbers, and everything that Professor Ferguson and the London Institute had ever done as far as projecting deaths or disease or pathogens and its transferability, everything he's ever done, go back and look at the history of the London Institute, were always, always, always incorrect and wrong. And because he came up with the 2.2 million, Dr. Fauci found it convenient to use that. And scientists across the globe used that number. 2.2 million was being projected for America. And I don't know what the numbers were projected for other nations, but it had all the scientific community believing that, following that, most not looking at it, but looking at it on the basis, as we'll cover later in this broadcast, they were covering their own entities, their own research, and knew that if the truth got out, that they would lose the research money to continue the gain-of-function research that they were doing. So Fauci lied about the mask. Fauci lied about the number that was going to die. Fauci lied when he said that even walking on the beach could spread COVID. Fauci lied when he said that over and over again that COVID was a leap from animals to humans, and yet there's never been zero, never been any evidence of that being scientifically provable, that it was a leap from animals, i.e. bats, to human beings. Never been anything that is scientifically provable that was the case at all. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, we do have evidence. I'm looking at an article that says China was preparing for a third world war with biological weapons, including coronavirus, 6 years ago, according to the dossier produced by the People's Liberation Army in 2015 and uncovered by the U.S. State Department. Listen to this. Beijing has considered the military potential of SARS coronaviruses since 2015. The bombshell document was accessed by the U.S. Department investigators. Scientists examined manipulations of the diseases, quote, in a way never seen before, end quote. Foreign Affairs Committee says evidence is of a major concern. Further, the article says Chinese scientists have been preparing for a third world war fought with biological and genetic weapons, including coronavirus, for 6 years, according to the document obtained by the U.S. investigators. The bombshell paper accessed by the U.S. Department, State Department, insists they will be the core weapon for victory in such a conflict, even outlining the perfect conditions to release a bioweapon and documenting the impact it would have on the enemy's medical system, therefore they could win the battle. The dossier by the People's Liberation Army scientists and health officials, details of which were reported in the Australian, examined the manipulation of diseases to make weapons in a way that have never been seen or thought of in world history. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the root of it. That's the bottom of it. In fact, the Wuhan China Lab is a level 4 Chinese Communist Party, Chinese military research lab. Research it for yourself. It's not something where it was just simply set up by a citizens group or medical group. It was owned, operated, carried out by the Communist Chinese Party military branch that was involved in the gain of research. We understand and we know that Dr. Anthony Fauci had his fingers in the till because $3.7 million were transferred from U.S. taxpayer funds to the Wuhan China Lab through a backdoor third-party entity known as EcoHealth, which was a 501c3 U.S. Corporate entity, a nonprofit entity, that Dr. Fauci funneled through the backdoor $3.7 million, $600,000 at one time and other times. Other amounts total $3.7 million for the research to continue because it had been shut down in America as being too dangerous of a research. That's the gain of function. Gain of function simply means you take two pathogens and see what you can do to splice them, make them aerosols so that they can be transmitted by way of breathing and see how dangerous you could make them. And that was continued in the lab in China. And I don't know if Dr. Fauci knew that it was a Chinese Communist Party military bioweapons lab or not. I think that he did. That has not been discussed with him. And I do not know at this point. But I believe that there's a high probability that he did. But because he was getting paid to do so, and he was the Dr. Frankenstein that was absolutely fascinated by how dangerous you can make a pathogen. Fauci lied to Trump. Fauci lied about masks. Fauci lied when he said that walking on the beach you could get the virus. Fauci lied when he said that over and over again that COVID had leapt from a animal to a human. Fauci lied when he dogmatically assured the world that the COVID virus did not originate in the level 4 Chinese bioweapons lab operated by the Chinese military. Ladies and gentlemen, Fauci lied when he said that he was not involved in any gain-of-function research and that he knows nothing about such research than the place in the Wuhan China lab. Fauci lied. We know now that he knew it was taking place. We know now that he tried to do something to distance himself from it. We know now that he lied in relationship to that. You might say, well, what difference does that make? Ladies and gentlemen, we've been deceived, and we're on the fast track now for the mark called the COVID pass, and it's unconstitutional, that which we see taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. We're going to have the top of the hour news about 1 minute. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.